I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Mariana Amster and Frank Regano. They are co-executive and artistic directors of the Currents 2015 Santa Fe International New Media Festival, which opens this Friday night at El Museo Cultural. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. We're glad to be back.
Great to have you back. And this is something I'm really coming to look forward to every year, not only because it's a spectacular festival of new media, video and sound and music and performance and all kinds of things, but it's also, it evolves every year.
It seems to change
every year. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could sort of tell us how it started out. When did this begin and how did you guys start it?
Well, actually, our first exhibition was in 2002 at CCA. And we just put together a small show of eight primarily local artists, including Stena and Woody Fusulka. And after that, we just would do a show every now and then, kind of when we felt like it, for fun. And then in 2010, it became when we connected with El Museo, and that's such an incredible space. It became an annual event. So this is the sixth annual Currents New Media Festival.
And it's one thing to start with Santa Fe, and of course Stena and Woody Fusulka are internationally known pioneers in video and new media. But then you have really branched out all over the world, and you get people coming from, well, where are people coming from this year?
This year we got people coming from Singapore, Japan,
mm-hmm. Cyprus,
France, Germany, Switzerland, and all over the U.S. We're actually bringing in 40 artists.
And Montreal, Canada.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing in 40 artists. There's 123 artists in the show. And, well, I'm not even sure if that's the exact number. It's kind of in flux always, but that's about what it is.
But that includes
local artists, too.
That includes single channel work, which is like video that you sit down and watch, as well as the installations, which have a more physical mass to them, where you actually walk through them or interact with them.
And this year we're also once again at the Digital Dome at IAIA. That's going to be the first two weekends in the afternoon, and we're going to have a shuttle running back and forth between El Museo and IAIA. Yeah, Roadrunner Charter Service volunteered their services.
That's so great.
I know, it was incredible. And at CCA, Zane Bennett's got a great thing going there. It's going to be a thing called Team Lab. It's a company out of Japan that's making interactive video work for children's museums, principally, and it's going to be in 3,000 like schools in China. But what it is for example, it's going to be all through the gallery, but for example, a child goes in, draws a picture of a fish, it gets scanned, and the fish appears on the wall in an aquarium swimming with the other fish, so that all the other kids have created.
And there's some more physical where your touch changes things, and it should be a great show, and it's going to fill Zane Bennett, so we really recommend that people take their children over there to play.
Great sound piece at CCA. Axel's involved. The Santa Fe University involved. On opening weekend, there's like lots of events. This year, usually we have stuff in the rail yard on just Friday night. This year is going to be on Friday and Saturday night, so it's going to be a whole weekend.
A big, big opening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big opening.
You get to sleep in between.
Yes, you get to sleep in between. And open Friday nights from 6 till midnight, and then on Saturday we're open from noon till midnight. And there'll be, performances outside, performances inside, interactive work outside, interactive work inside. And one of the big things this year, actually, is that we're statewide as well. This thing we started last year called New Media New Mexico expanded this year, and we have partners in Magdalena, Roswell, Hobbs, and Taos.
So they also have openings happening at the same time?
They have, actually. On the opening for Hobbs is on our art Friday night. Taos and Magdalena are happening on the weekend, the 20th.
So one of the things that's always interesting about this is there's kind of a dialectic between, on the one hand, getting really excited about the technology itself, and on the other hand, getting really excited about the aesthetics and the messages that those technologies deliver. And I was wondering, what are some of the, on both of those levels, like the heart level and the like tech level, what are some of the more exciting pieces for you this year?
Well, one piece that I'm particularly intrigued with is by Navid Navab and Oana. I can never pronounce her last name.
I know. It's just say Oana.
Oana. From Montreal. And it's a piece that's using sonified paper as well as reading. And so you actually have a tactile experience with paper that makes noise, makes sound. And so in terms
And the user interacts with the, I mean, the user is the one who's making the paper
yes,
move.
You walk through the installation, and as you touch things, you're going to make noise from these beautiful spindles of paper that unwind as you are
reading them.
And then content-wise, I mean, Hannah's piece is pretty is very powerful. She's from Korea, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, but it's also very tragic because it's based on the suicide of her grandmother in a culture which these things aren't spoken about.
But which at the same time has the highest suicide rate in the world, so...
Is that right? South Korea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the installation itself is so poetic and poignant.
Yeah. Projections in water, and it's just... And that once again, paper's involved. It's really beautiful.
There are quite a few pieces where video is not an element, because a lot of people think, well, new media means that there's video. But there's also a sound piece by Kian Peng, which is...
It's a robotic piece.
It's actually a robotic piece that... It's very hard to describe. It's so beautiful.
It's these little articulate, little small bowls, plexi bowls, that articulate and move, like there's 12 of them. And they have little tiny metal beads in them. And so the little bowls act like speakers. So they amplify the sound. So when these things are moving, they move at different rates, sometimes together. It sounds like the sea. It's this incredibly beautiful sound that's constantly changing. Very beautiful.
And that's one of the things that's happening with new media that's very exciting, is that it's really bringing the physical and the technological together. It's starting to use all the senses, touch and hearing.
Yeah.
We got a great piece from Germany.
Oh,
two great pieces from Germany, actually.
Piece.
One is called Wutberger. And Wutberger is actually, what I understand, Wutberger is actually a movement kind of like the...
1%.
Not the 1%.
99%.
No, no.
Occupy.
So it's a box. And inside, what you see in the box, you see like this performer that's performing for 5 hours inside this box. And it's all in German. But it's very physical. He's drawing, he's undressing, dressing. I mean, it's just, he's a great performer. And it's a beautiful piece. And you don't know, unless you speak German, of course, you don't know what he's speaking about. He's drawing on his body.
But you can feel, the angst or the frustration.
It's a beautiful piece.
Now, is he there in person or is it
a video? He will be here in person, yeah.
The piece itself is a video.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have put subtitles.
They could have, but it's 5 hours long. It would have been a lot of work, and he talks
a
lot.
I think, you know, we might have had one of those things like they have at the opera, but we wouldn't have wanted it on the piece itself. So.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't mean to imply that things are either super tech or super heartfelt, because I think one of the things that... And I noticed this, especially last year and the year before, it's all coming together.
Yeah, I mean, our focus is really the art, not the technology. You know, that's the angle we come at it from. Everybody's using the latest in technology, but that's not what we're trying to highlight. We're trying to highlight the art.
Well, and I think one of the important things that's really enriching the form is that artists and developers and programmers are coming together and working together.
Yeah.
So artists who might have been intimidated by the form are finding partners who can help them really manifest their ideas.
One of the things that I think is so valuable about this festival is for artists here in Santa Fe and here in New Mexico the ability to interact with the work and the artists themselves who are doing stuff all over the country, really one-on-one, you know, firsthand, as opposed to reading about it in magazines or online, is like nothing else. And because you get kind of like into a Santa Fe mentality, which is a beautiful thing, but being exposed to what's happening all over the world, it's really different.
Well, it actually goes both ways.
Right, I was going to say that too.
Then you have also the people from around the world being exposed to what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talent here.
Yeah,
tremendous
yeah.
amount of talent.
I know.
So it's a real coming, especially over the next few days, because today's the day a lot of the people are converging. And all of a sudden, the liveliness over at El Museo and people talking and having a great time and visiting each other, making their work and stuff. It's really a great thing.
A couple of things, too, that are really interesting. One of the artists, Hyun Kim, she was telling me yesterday, she's actually the resident this year at Santa Fe Art Institute. We have a collaborating group effort with the Institute to have one residency for a current artist, and she was chosen this year. And so she's going to be here for a month. And she was saying every day she discovers something else really amazing about Santa Fe. And I think for a small town, we are just so fortunate to have what's going on here.
Yeah.
And people discover it when they come, because they don't know. They think, oh, kind of Wild West, maybe, you know, which it is also part of our heritage for sure, but there's a lot of really new and exciting things
going on
as well.
Yeah, the festival's really getting an international buzz, and part of that is the experience the artists have here. And they're going back and saying, wow, that is really great, and the people are great, we love it, so it's really, the word is getting out.
Basically. And we've had a couple of instances this time where people are actually running into their friends on the airplane here.
Come on their way, yeah.
Not knowing that they were both coming or whatever. So it's a nice community that's forming.
Is the festival being reviewed in like national and international art journals and things like that?
No.
We don't. You never know. I mean, we haven't really very much in the past. You know, we've gotten some reviews.
Some online.
Online stuff. But,
yeah. But not
particularly. It's interesting. But of course, you know, all that's changing. Like, for instance, with advertising. You know, where the buzz is not really. I mean, we do a little bit of print advertising.
Well, it's very important locally.
Locally it's important. Mm-hmm. But we do a little kind of nationally, but we're dropping that more and more and more because it's really the social network that's getting people here. You know, that's what it's about, really.
Is it very competitive at this point?
Well, you know, in the United States, there aren't very many festivals, really, new media festivals. In Latin America and Europe, there are quite a few.
Canada,
yeah. So we're one of the few, actually, that are happening now. And in that sense, I don't know exactly what you mean by competitive.
Like, do you get a lot more entries than
yes.
you can take?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year we got like 460 from, like,
goodness.
How many countries? 35 countries mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so the word, that's what I mean. The word is getting out, basically.
So the opening is this weekend, Friday, June 12th, from 6 to 12, 6 in the afternoon till midnight, and a major fun party over at El Museo Cultural.
Mm-hmm. And in the rail yard.
And in the rail yard. And then Saturday from noon till
midnight. Midnight, yeah.
And locations all over the place. People can go to currentsnewmedia.org. Now, there are also performances. Are there any that you want to invite people to especially?
There's a couple of great ones. There's one woman from Miriam from Montreal who does a very interesting thing. She's got a table and she's got these tops.
Like
spinning tops.
But they're large.
They're large. They're like 8 inches, 9 inches.
That she's created.
That she's made. She spins them. She's got 3 or 4 of them. But she treats them like a turntablist. She's actually scratching and playing because they're sonified.
They're sonified and also have a light element to them.
Yeah,
as well.
And so there's her playing them, and you're seeing her playing them, but there's also a camera from above watching the movement of these that's projected behind her. So it's really beautiful. And then there's Michael.
When's that? That's Friday night. She performs twice Friday night.
And once
on Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then there's Michael Allison. He's a pop-up performance from Austin. And he has a TV that he wears like an accordion, kind of an older style TV that he wears like an accordion. And it has buttons on the side, which are what's called MIDI buttons, which means that he can control the audio and the video that's on the thing. So he plays this older style TV, and that's going to just pop up in the space.
Right.
But then there's some guys from
Montreal
that have created their own instruments.
There's all the performances this year are by artists who are working with instruments that they've created.
Yeah. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yes, indeed.
It also runs, I'm going to mention that we close on the 28th.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
12th to the 28th.
So we're open 12th to the 28th. We close Mondays and Tuesdays.
And everything is free. That's important. All these things, IAIA, El Museo, everything is free. And we even have five presentations at the Violet Crown. They're all free. So
it's really important to check the event schedule online, because there's so many different things going on, different days.
Especially opening weekend.
Yeah.
So it's currentsnewmedia.org. Parents, bring your kids.
That's right. Yeah.
Kids, bring your parents.
That's right.
And that happens, actually.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm sure there's some kids that are more tuned into it. It's like, Mom, Dad, you got to see this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something for everybody. We get all demographics in there.
Mariana Amster and Frank Regano are co-executive and artistic directors of Currents 2015 Santa Fe International New Media Festival. I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.